You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Hello, composers and music lovers. This is your host speaking. My name is Frank, and today I want to do some live sketching using the piano. If you prefer watching this episode on our YouTube channel, then simply follow the link in the show notes below. Usually, the video version shows all the notation and some fancy animations, but if you're an audio guy, simply stick to this podcast episode, and I'll do my best to guide you through the content. I want to discuss sketching and the steps I take to develop a musical idea on the piano. I like to whistle or sing a melody first, and this is what I came up with. Let's take a listen. The melody takes place in the key of E major, and it consists of just one motif. All that follows is an imitation of the motif. As a possible next step, let's add some basic harmony. I only use two chords, E major and F sharp minor. Additionally, I put in this substitute tone to vary the sound over the F-sharp root just a bit. That keeps it more interesting for the listener. You can always use substitute tones after the fact. That makes the application easy and quick. Simply watch out for 13s between any of the parts. That's 13 chromatic steps between any of the voices. Usually, that distance of 13 chromatic steps results in harsh dissonance, which you often want to avoid. Next, let's focus on these three spots. I want to add some movement to the tones. Okay, what about a nice sideline against those temporary rest points in the main melody? Let's take a listen. I chose the sideline notes so they don't double the melody tone above. See it? Also, as you can see by the shape of the line, I'm reusing the idea of imitating the sideline in the following spots. Let's also replace the remaining chords and translate them into rhythmic harmony. I hit mostly chord tones that are not covered by the melody already. This way, we can play lines without losing the sense of harmony and a chord progression. That's a rapid way to write nice sounding pieces for piano. Horizontal compositions that are fun and easy to play. And we can take it even further by adding a bass part to what we have done so far. Let's use violins, violas, and cellos. I really like the vibe of this piece, and it reminds me of the typical Viennese cafes, hence the title. Let's take a listen. This dominant chord at the end even leads to a new tonal center, and maybe we'll hear a continuation of this piece at some point in a future video. Please try this at home, and here's a quick summary of my steps. 1. Write a simple melody by whistling or humming it first. 2. Add basic triads below it to give it more context. 3. You might want to introduce a sideline that you can repeat on the rest points of your melody. And 4. Translate your blocky and static chords into a moving motor to increase the horizontal flow. If you found this helpful, please share it with a friend. It means the world to me. And you can even return the favor by supporting us on Patreon. If you're serious about improving your composition skills quickly, visit the Music Interval Theory Academy. I'll be teaching there live, and you'll have access to our vibrant community of interval theory composers and professionals. All the information is below in the show notes. That's all for now. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and I can't wait to welcome you back in one of our future episodes.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.